Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. The text that we are currently examining is 2 Peter 3:15. And in that text, we find three exhortations for spiritual health. And the first one is, don't doubt the promises of God. I'm sure you agree with me about that, don't you? If you want to enjoy good, strong, spiritual health, don't doubt the promises of God. If you doubt them, you're spiritual relationship, your relationship with God is going to suffer. Your spiritual health is going to decline. Now, here's what the text says. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. That's the part that deals with don't doubt the promises of God. As you recall from the broadcast yesterday, that phrase is Peter picking up a previous thought that he has introduced earlier in the chapter. He's gone on to say some other things, but now he's going back to it. When he says, and I read it again, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. He's talking about the answer to the skeptics who doubt the promise about Christ's second coming. And Peter said, beloved, do not forget one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, but is long-suffering. And there's the key word, long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's verse 9. Now jump over to our text, verse 15, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. And that is just simply a reminder that God promised that Christ would come again. Christ will come again. Don't let any doubts, don't let any criticisms, don't let any skeptics cause you to doubt that promise of God. Your spiritual health depends upon your believing the promises of God. And so the first exhortation for spiritual health is, do not doubt the promises of God. Do not doubt the promises of God. Now, we will move on from that point in a moment, but thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, July 8. And please remember that we depend upon financial contributions from radio listeners like you. All right, what is the second exhortation? And that is, don't disparage the people of God. Now we continue reading at verse 15. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. The whole verse says, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. What is Peter communicating here? Well, he's communicating, or he's saying something about the Apostle Paul. Now, Peter is speaking of Paul in very complimentary terms. You say, well, of course. What else would you expect him to say about the Apostle Paul? Well, if you read about the encounter between Paul and Peter in Galatians, you might not be surprised if Peter did not have anything complimentary to say about Paul, or would prefer not to mention him at all. That would be a very normal human reaction when Paul was the one who publicly embarrassed Peter and rebuked him publicly. You remember that? I'll have to pick that up in Galatians chapter 2. It says in verse 11, "Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed." Well, the text goes on to explain more details about how that happened, but that's Paul writing in Galatians that when Peter came to Antioch, he rebuked him publicly. He withstood him to his face. Most people, if someone did that to them, would never speak to them again, would never have anything good to say about them. In fact, would probably spend the rest of their life trying to tear that person down. That would be a very normal human reaction, and unfortunately, that would be an all too common reaction even among Christians, but it is not the one that we find in the Apostle Peter. What does that tell us about Peter? It tells us that he's a truly spiritual man. Was he hurt by this confrontation by Paul? Well, I don't know. We really aren't told. I suppose he would be. I can hardly imagine that he wouldn't be. Putting myself in that position, I can scarcely imagine that he could have walked away from that incident without being terribly hurt. But here's the point. He recognized that what Paul said was right. It was true. He deserved the rebuke. He received it with humility. He was willing to take correction, even though he is an apostle of Jesus Christ. Some would say the leading apostle of Jesus Christ. Peter, the one who preached on the day of Pentecost and 3,000 souls were saved. Peter, the one who obviously was the primary leader of the early church, as you will see documented in the early chapters of Acts. I don't know too many Christian leaders today of that stature, and even many of much lesser stature, who would take kindly to being rebuked publicly by another Christian leader. But this tells me a great deal about Peter. It really tells me more about Peter than it does about Paul, though it tells me something about Paul too, because Paul was willing to risk the friendship to defend the truth. And that's what he did. But what does Peter do? He demonstrates honor, respect, and I would have to say love for the Apostle Paul. I started to say in spite of what happened those many years before, but I might even be more inclined to say because of what happened those many years before. He was spiritually minded enough to recognize that Paul did the right thing and that it was hard for Paul to do it, but he did it. And so now we hear him calling him our beloved brother Paul. A fellow believer, to be sure, a faithful confronter, as we have seen, and again, study the passage in Galatians 2. I only read verse 11, but read it all through verse 16 and learn the details of that and the reason for it. And you will agree, no doubt, that Paul was right. But Peter was humble enough to accept rebuke and to repent of his sins and this is what is the main point, to love and respect the Apostle Paul, a fellow apostle and a valuable co-worker. And we're talking about three exhortations for spiritual health. And this is an important one. Don't disparage the people of God. Love them. Honor them. And help them. Love them. As Peter demonstrates his love for Paul. Honor them. Our beloved brother Paul, he writes here. Peter places himself among those who admire the Apostle Paul. And Peter places all believers in the group that admire Paul. Our beloved brother Paul. There is no competition between Peter and Paul. There is no jealousy between Peter and Paul. There is no resentment between Peter and Paul. Remember, we're talking about spiritual health. It is the opposite of what I'm describing here that I see in the life of Peter, in his relationship with Paul. It's the opposite of that that erodes spiritual health, the bickering, the jealousy, the slander, the rivalry, the bitterness, the feuding that goes on among so many of the people of God, what does that do? That destroys good spiritual health among the people who do it, and it weakens the churches of which they are involved. You want good spiritual health? Number one, don't doubt the promises of God. Number two, don't disparage the people of God. What Peter's doing is honoring Paul as an esteemed apostle, a beloved brother, and a faithful teacher of God's word. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. He's commending him and his writings, this one who rebuked him publicly. He's helping Paul. He's strengthening Paul's reputation before others. He's strengthening Paul's reputation to the people that he, Peter, is writing to. And he's making it clear that Paul teaches what Peter is teaching. The false teachers had probably misrepresented Paul's teaching. And it would have been real easy for Peter to just let that misunderstanding stand as a way of letting people have a poor evaluation of Paul. Let him take care of his own reputation. That's not my responsibility, Peter could have said, feeling still the sting of his rebuke by the Apostle Paul. But that's not what he does. The false teachers may misrepresent Paul's teaching, but Peter's going to reinforce Paul's teaching. The false teachers may raise doubts about the Apostle Paul, but Peter's going to do everything he can to erase those doubts. He's going to make it clear, Paul's on our side, not their side. Paul's a beloved brother, not a false teacher. Paul is somebody that you can have confidence in and that I would highly recommend. And the point is that if you want good spiritual health, don't run down the people of God. Don't disparage the people of God, but rather build them up. The devil loves to divide God's people and to bring fractures and division within the church. Don't you be a party to that. God's people need to be united and to strengthen one another. The devil will attack. You can mark it down. The devil will criticize. You can mark it down. The devil will attempt to weaken the testimony of God's people. He'll do everything he can to damage the reputation of faithful spiritual leaders, and some people are only more than delighted to help that happen. Well, dear friend, let's not do the devil's work for him. We know he's going to do that, but we shouldn't be a party to that, now should we? We know we shouldn't. And there are a lot of reasons why we shouldn't, but one is it will erode our own spiritual health. If we don't maintain the right attitude, the right position, the right posture, the right love toward others in the body of Christ, then we are going to suffer. It's the old cut off your nose to spite your face syndrome. You do it to slap at somebody else because you think they deserve it, but it really shrivels up your own soul and damages your own spiritual health. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.